I don't want to even think about that right now.
Abby, say you hadn't been offered the job, would you have married me? I mean, did you see yourself spend the rest of your life with me, or was I something to pass the time with?
Connor, never. Of course I saw a future with you. I wouldn't have said it unless I felt it. Things have changed, though. My life has shifted in another direction. I can't pass this opportunity up. If I did, I would spend the rest of my life wondering what could have happened if I'd said yes to it.
What about saying yes to me? Will you ever mull that over for eternity?
Of course I will. I love you. There is no denying that, but there is potential here for me to fulfill my dream. I would love for you to be coming with me, but I know that isn't what you want. You know, you aren't willing to move for us, so why should I commit to marriage with someone who refuses to make a sacrifice for me?
This came as a bolt out of the blue. You didn't even tell me you had applied for sub-editor, never mind go for the post. You didn't consult me, you went behind my back, Abs.
So you propose? Right, let's try to concentrate on the good times. Connor, we have fought for the past 3 days. I want to pack up my last few boxes and leave without tears and tantrums.
I know.
Do you remember dancing to this at our graduation?
Yeah, just about. Abby, you'll always be special to me.
Connor, you can keep Costello. This is the last box.
I'll help you down with it.
No. It's fine. I'm fine. Well, I will be fine. I'll let you know when I'm all moved into my single bed sit.
Take care, Abs.
Bye.
Bye.